Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz noted that New York State had not sent the county updated hospitalization rates since Wednesday. He said the state is updating its system, but the county has tested more than 23,000 people as of his Friday update. Testing 30 people per every 1,000 is one of the seven metrics that must be met for the area to be considered for reopening the economy. One problem is a concentration of COVID deaths linked to nursing homes in East Aurora and in Newfane in Niagara County. Poloncarz says the limited spaces where these deaths are occurring is part of the conversation with state leaders, while at the same time...
And we also have to understand that just because they live in a nursing home doesn't mean that you just say, oh, they live in a nursing home. We don't worry about them. We certainly worry about them. So we want to continue to act appropriately to protect residents no matter where they may be.
Poloncarz is still hopeful that Erie County could be ready for phase one of economic reopening by June 1st. But the state is planning its reopening based on economic regions. And Erie County is just one of five counties within the state's Western New York region.
It's a lot of work for many people to get to that point. We've all been working very hard. But the biggest thing that we can do is as a public still continue to follow proper social distancing guidelines so we can stop the spread of the coronavirus, and then we would have less hospitalizations.
Poloncarz says based on a conversation held Thursday with counterparts from Niagara, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, and Allegheny counties, as well as Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, the region's other leaders are also hopeful that phase one might be possible by the start of next month. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.